Texas, America, the world. This is Mark Hanna, Pops America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. In approximately 1 hour from now, we will be joined by Dr. Kaveh Farooq. Dr. Farooq is from the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, and he is going to be talking about his new book, Shadows in the Desert, Ancient Persia at War. If you've not seen this book, it's an absolutely outstanding volume. It's put out by Osprey Publishing. O-S-P-R-E-Y, Osprey Publishing. You can find that at www.OspreyPublishing.com. And this is the definitive work in its field. It's 320 pages long, and it deals with the entire history of the Persian military, going back to Achaemenid times in ancient Persia. So it's an absolutely essential volume. It's got all kinds of beautiful maps in it and pictures, and goes back into the history of Iran in terms of its zenith, as far as what we knew as the Persian Empire. And when you start looking at this book, you begin to see what a rich history Iran has, both the modern version as well as the ancient version of Persia. And we'll start getting into all kinds of historical, archaeological, and biblical perspectives. One of the things that we will be talking about today, of course, also gets into the whole issue of what's going on presently in this standoff between the United States and Iran. Dr. Farooq has been on the show before, not to discuss his new book, which has just come out, which you can find at Borders and Barnes & Noble and Amazon, among many other places. But he's been on the show to discuss some of the things going on in the way of separatistic movements in the Middle East and in Iran specifically that are thought to be tools in the hands of the American Central Intelligence Agency and the Israeli Mossad and the British MI6 in creating all kinds of difficulties and controversies in that part of the world that are directly related at the present regime in Tehran. So when we start talking with this gentleman about his new book, which again is entitled Shadows in the Desert, Ancient Persia at War, we'll be speaking not simply about the 2,500-year-old history of ancient Persia, but talking about the present controversy in Iran as it relates to their relationship with the United States and vice versa. Pat Buchanan has a very interesting column today, by the way, which you can find at lourockwell.com. Basically underscores what we've already been talking about for quite some time on this show, as well as some of the other shows on RBN. Does the decider decide on war? That's Pat Buchanan today at lourockwell.com. Pat goes on to say, has Congress given George Bush a green light to attack Iran? For he is surely behaving as though it is his call alone. And evidence is mounting that we are on a collision course for war. Iran has detained several Iranian Americans, seemingly in retaliation for our continuing to hold five Iranians in Iraq. The UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency, the International Atomic Energy Agency, says Iran is making progress in the enrichment of uranium and denying it access to Iran's nuclear sites. Bush is calling on Russia and China to toughen sanctions. A flotilla of U.S. warships, including the carriers Stennis and Nimitz, has passed through the Strait of Hormuz into the Persian Gulf. U.S. Major General William Caldwell has told CNN there is, quote, very credible intelligence, unquote, that Iran is funding Sunni extremists engaged in the roadside bombing of U.S. troops. CBS reports the United States is engaged in the industrial sabotage of Iran's nuclear program by making the equipment Iran acquires in the black market unusable or destructive. We'll be back. This is Mark Ancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be joined in approximately 1 hour by Dr. Kaveh Farooq, the author of the new book, Shadows in the Desert, Ancient Persia at War. Stay tuned.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Dr. Kaveh Farooq of the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada, is going to be with us in about an hour from now, talking about his new book, Shadows in the Desert, Ancient Persia at War. This volume is 320 pages long. It's put out by Osprey Publishing, O-S-P-R-E-Y. You can find that at www.ospreypublishing.com. Dr. Farooq's new volume is the definitive work in its field. You can find it at Barnes & Noble. Find it at Borders, get it at Amazon, and I'm sure ordered also as well through Osprey Publishing. But one way or the other, this book is entirely accessible now. It's just come out within the last month, and it is, again, the definitive work in its field. It's very readable. It's a beautifully produced hardback edition that involves maps and pictures and a discussion of things that go back 2,500 years in history. To the time of Cyrus the Great of Persia, the first of the great Achaemenid kings of ancient Persia. It goes forward then to discuss all kinds of things related to the conflict between Persia and Greece, discusses the Sasanian Empire, discusses the rise of Islam in Iran, and so forth and so on. And if you, as you look at this volume, I think one of the things that you will agree with me on is that it has a multitude of purposes for the average Western American reader. One is that we can learn more about the Persian Empire generally. There's a lot of information in this book that pertains to the Old Testament. I'm teaching a course right now, which, as a matter of fact, meets tonight in San Antonio at Emmanuel Lutheran Church at 130 Saipan on the south side of town. That's if you want to know where this congregation is, you take 35 South and take Southwest Military exit and come up to the light and turn left, go all the way to Pleasanton, turn right on Pleasanton. You will eventually come to Saipan. After you cross Formosa, you'll come to Saipan, make a left on Saipan, and there is the church. I'm going to be dealing tonight with the book of Daniel down there. And one of the things that I've emphasized in my class is that there are certain essential readings in what we would think of as the secular world that absolutely add to what we learn from the Old Testament text. And this book by Dr. Kaveh Farouk, Shadows in the Desert, Ancient Persia at War, is absolutely must reading for anyone who wants to learn anything about the Persian Empire. And with all the things currently going on in this country's relationship with modern Iran, and the way in which we seem to be moving, as Pat Buchanan describes it this morning, closer and closer to war, it's important to delve back into history, which is what I'm doing with this congregation in San Antonio tonight. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Church at 130 Saipan. I'm going to be dealing with the book of Daniel and bringing certain materials into play in that conversation that deal with ancient Persia. And this book by Dr. Kaveh Farouk, I can assure you, is well worth the investment. The book is expensive, expensive for many of us. I purchased my copy last night at Barnes & Noble and paid $30 for it. And I'm not sorry that I paid the $30, folks. This is a very, very fine book. I make absolutely not one dime in commission for recommending this book to you on the air. I don't recommend things on the air that I don't believe in, by the way. And I believe in this book very strongly. And Dr. Kaveh Farouk is not simply a scholar of ancient Persia. He is an expert in today's political world in the Middle East when it comes to separatistic movements in the Middle East and in Iran and who and what is exacerbating those situations. If you want to learn what's really happening in Azerbaijan, if you want to really learn what's happening with something called the Pan-Turanian movement in northwestern Iran and in Turkey, if you want to keep your eyes on what's going on in Khuzestan province and Balochistan province and so forth and so on, he is an inside source to let us know just how much of this stuff is indigenous to the region and how much of it is being manipulated by outside forces who want to carve up that territory for their own purposes. So again, we'll be talking with him in a little bit less than an hour from now. He'll be on for the last 2 hours of the show. And again, the title of that book is Shadows in the Desert, Ancient Persia at War. And this is put out by Osprey Publishing. And Dr. Kaveh Farouk, again, is a professor at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada. Absolutely essential reading. Back then to what Pat Buchanan is talking about this morning at at lewrockwell.com. I suspect Pat's piece is also at antiwar.com. But he again asks us, does the decider decide on war? We're back to this age-old constitutional question, aren't we? Who decides when we go to war? Who puts a legal and constitution imprimatur on that decision? It's pretty clear that it is the Congress, and yet once more we see a situation where a chief executive of the United States is manipulating events in a particular way that's almost guaranteed to produce a violent outcome. This is quite clearly what's going on in terms of our present situation with Iran, as Mr. Buchanan outlines it for us at Lou Rockwell today. Again, let's go back and look at some of the things that Pat said that we touched upon before the last commercial break. There are a series of things that suggest that we are on a collision course for war, using Buchanan's terminology here. Iran has detained several Iranian Americans, seemingly in retaliation for our continuing to hold five Iranians in Iraq. The UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency, the International Atomic Energy Agency, says Iran is making progress in the enrichment of uranium and denying it access to Iran's nuclear sites. Bush is calling on Russia and China to toughen sanctions. A flotilla of U.S. warships, including the carriers Stennis and Nimitz, has passed through the Strait of Hormuz into the Persian Gulf. U.S. Major General William Caldwell has told CNN there is very credible intelligence, quote-unquote, that Iran is funding Sunni extremists engaged in the roadside bombing of U.S. troops. The CBS is now reporting that the United States has engaged in the industrial sabotage of Iran's nuclear program by making the equipment Iran acquires in the black market unusable or destructive. ABC reports that Bush has authorized the CIA to mount a black operation to destabilize Iran using non-lethal means, quote-unquote. The absence of White House outrage over the leak suggests it may have wanted the information out. ABC.com reports U.S. officials are supporting a militant group, Jundala, in the tri-border region of Iran, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. Jundala, a Sunni Islamist group seeking independence for Balochistan, there's that province, folks, that we've been talking about in the southeastern corner of Iran, right in the area where Iran, Afghanistan and Pakistan come together. There it is, Balochistan. Jundala, a Sunni Islamist group seeking independence for Balochistan, claims to have killed hundreds of Iranians. While U.S.-Iran discussions have begun, there are reports that Vice President Cheney and the neocon remnant, along with the Israelis, are opposed to talks and believe that the only solution to Iran's nuclear program is military. Whether this is part of a good cop, bad cop routine to convince Tehran to suspend enrichment, we do not know. But this much is sure. If the U.S. government is aiding Islamic militants who are killing Iranians, and Iran is providing roadside bombs to Iraqi militants, Sunni or Shia, to kill Americans, we are in a proxy war, and it could explode into a major war. So the questions come. Where is the Congress, which alone has the power to take us to war? Why are the Democratic candidates parroting the all options are on the table mantra when, as ex-Senator Mike Gravel noted in the first Democratic debate, this means George W. Bush is authorized to attack Iran? Why does Congress not enact the resolution Nancy Pelosi pulled down, which declares that nothing in present law authorizes President Bush to launch a preemptive strike or preemptive war on Iran? And before launching any such attack, he must get prior approval from both houses of Congress. If we are going to war, is it not imperative that this time we know exactly why we must go to war, what exactly the threat is from Iran, what are the likely consequences of a U.S. attack on a third Islamic country, and what are the alternatives to war? For there are arguments against war as well as for war, and the former are not receiving a hearing, as both parties compete in their fulminations against Iran's Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the new Hitler of the Middle East. What are those arguments? On Iran's nuclear progress, there is a real question as to whether they are producing purified uranium. Iran's refusal to let the IAEA see what it is doing suggests it may be covering up failure. Second, though Iranians sound bellicose, Iran has not started a single war since the revolution of 1979. Indeed, Iran was the victim of a war launched by Saddam Hussein, whom we secretly supported. Not within living memory has Iran invaded or attacked another country. But in the last 110 years, peace-loving Americans have fought Spain, Germany twice, Austria-Hungary, Japan, Italy, North Korea, North Vietnam, Iraq twice, and Serbia. We have intervened militarily in the Philippines, Cuba, Mexico, Panama, Nicaragua, Haiti, the Dominican Republic, Lebanon, and Grenada. We bombed Libya. Now a case can be made for most of these wars, whose fallen we honor on Memorial Day. But the point is this. Why would Iran, with no air force or navy that can stand up 24 hours against us, no missile that can reach us, no atom bomb, and no ability to withstand U.S. air and sea attack, want a war with us that could mean the end of Iran as a modern nation and possible breakup of the country as Iraq is breaking up? Whether one is pro-war or anti-war, ought we not, if we are going into another war, do it the right way, the constitutional way with Congress declaring war? Or does the Democratic Congress think that what is best for America is to let the decider decide? Because that is what George Bush is doing right now. That's Pat Buchanan today. Does the decider decide on war? You can find it at lewrockwell.com. Quite clearly, Pat indicates that he thinks that we're moving closer and closer to armed conflict in the Middle East. I think all of the available evidence supports that. One thing he does not say here that is made very apparent when you look elsewhere on the Internet is that the driving force behind this war is Israel and the American Israel Political Action Committee. We'll take a look at the evidence for that when we come back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Podcasting Network. Stay tuned.
is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
Coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, Dr. Kaveh Farooq of the University of British Columbia in Canada will join us right around 8 o'clock this morning to discuss his new book just released, Shadows in the Desert, Ancient Persia at War. This is put out again by Osprey Publishing, O-S-P-R-E-Y, Osprey Publishing. You can find that at www.ospreypublishing.com. This book is 320 pages long. It is a beautiful hardback edition with all kinds of pictures and maps. It's wonderfully readable. It's got tons of endnotes for each chapter, and it gets into all kinds of things that we will discuss with Dr. Farooq when he comes on that go all the way back to the ancient Achaemenids of Persia, the ones that are mentioned in the scriptures, speaking of Cyrus the Great, Darius the Great, Xerxes, Artaxerxes the First, and so forth and so on. He then discusses the Parthians, the Sasanians, and goes on to discuss the downfall of the Sasanians and the Islamic conquests, and the legacy of Persia after the Islamic conquests. Again, just a marvelous volume. Those of you out there who homeschool your children or who are involved in a Sunday school class that deals with some of these ancient Persian kings that are mentioned in the Old Testament, I'm thinking of books like Daniel and Esther and Ezra and Nehemiah and so forth and so on. You will want to get a copy of this book. It is an absolutely invaluable reference. I used to say to my students at Texas Bible College years ago in San Antonio, there are all kinds of books that you can buy today and that are off of your shelf in 6 months. Books today that you can buy for 10 bucks that'll be in the 50-cent resale bin in a year. Get good reference works, books that stand the test of time, that 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years from now you will return to as gems. This book, I believe, is one of these. I am saying this because I believe it, not because I'm getting any money out of it for saying it on the air. This guy, Dr. Kaveh Farouk, is one of the great scholars in the history of Iran and Persia, one of the great scholars of the century in regard to matters Middle Eastern. And I think if you get a copy of this book, Shadows in the Desert, Ancient Persia at War, you won't be disappointed. I think all of the various Barnes and Nobles that I've been in San Antonio in the last week, as I tend to travel around town visiting people in hospitals and so forth, I've seen it in every one of them. So if you happen to be in a Barnes and Noble this week, and I trust Borders as well, you'll come across this volume. Look at it, leaf through it, and then I think you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Take a look as well at what I was saying related to Pat Buchanan's article this morning at lewrockwell.com. Pat describes a series of things that we've put together on this show as well for the Republic Broadcasting Network. We are quite clearly moving toward a wider conflict, military conflict with Iran. I don't think there's any question about it. Unless God intervenes, we are going to be in a very serious situation in the next year. The question is this: whether you're so-called pro-war or anti-war, in this specific instance, who is it constitutionally that should decide the question of whether or not this country does go to war? Whether it's the right policy or the wrong policy, I happen to believe on the record that it's the wrong policy, but be that as it may, who decides this in regard to whether or not our young men and women get put into harm's way? I think constitutionally it's very clear that it's the Congress. To the extent that Mr. Bush is taking us down this dangerous road again, we ought to be asking ourselves a couple of questions, not the least of which is, why do we continue to trust the very people that got us into this mess beginning in March of 2003? These are the same folks, by and large, and Buchanan talks about it this morning at lewrockwell.com, who are moving us closer to military conflict with Iran. And if we're having this much trouble with Iraq, to the tune of $500 billion, to the tune of 3,400 dead, American dead, to the tune of 650,000 civilian Iraqi dead, according to the British Lancet Medical Journal. And if we're in a situation where the conflict between Kurds and Sunnis and Shiites continues to be exacerbated by outside intervention, what are we doing talking about adding Iran to our plate, particularly with all the circumstances that Pat mentions here in this piece? I think it's abundantly clear that the American-Israel Political Action Committee has had a disproportionate influence in representing the government of Israel, certainly in this country. And it is the government of Israel that wants us to go to war with Iran. That is the rock bottom line, I believe, on this. This is the wider context, I think, in which we can see this present AIPAC espionage scandal that is just now getting underway in terms of a public trial. Individuals involved in this, Rosen and Weissman, in conjunction with Larry Franklin, who was an Iran expert for the National Security Agency. This has at rock bottom level an ultimate meaning, which is that Israel has been siphoning American secrets on Iran into their own coffers at the same time that they urge America to go to war on their behalf, not necessarily ours. Also, who is behind the decision, Ms. Pelosi, to take certain things off the table in regard to congressional prerogatives as it comes to a congressional declaration of war with Iran? Got it right. It's AIPAC. We'll be back. Tip.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Mark Panthos of America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be joined in about a half an hour from now by Dr. Kaveh Farooq of the University of British Columbia up in Vancouver, Canada. He'll be on to discuss his new book, Shadows in the Desert, Ancient Persia at War. You can find this at Amazon. You can find it at Barnes & Noble. You can find it at Borders. It's put out by Osprey Publishing, O-S-P-R-E-Y, Osprey Publishing. You can find those fine folks at www.ospreypublishing.com. This book retails in the United States for $29.95. It retails in Canada for $37.95. But suffice it to say that if you look at this book, you will see what a gem it is. It's 320 pages long, wonderful photographs, wonderful maps, eminently readable. It takes us from the Achaemenid period in ancient Persia, which is discussed at great length in the Old Testament, including in the book of Daniel. I think I mentioned to you before that tonight I'm teaching a course on the book of Daniel at Emmanuel Lutheran Church at 130 Saipan in South San Antonio. The way to get there is to take Southwest Military Drive east from 35, off from I-35, then to turn south on Pleasanton, and then east on Saipan, and that's where the church is located. But I'm going to show this book to my class tonight and urge them to avail themselves of the research that's in it. As I've mentioned before, this is not a book that's going to be here today and gone tomorrow. So many of the books that are retailing today, I think, are either garbage because there's content in them that is obscene or pornographic, or garbage because there's no substance there. And it's a book that'll be on a shelf for 6 months and later be discarded. This book is among those that will be on your shelf for years and years and years if you purchase it. I think it's a steal at $30, frankly, based upon the information that's in it, that enables us to understand all kinds of things, including the Old Testament, including modern Iran, as well as the entire 2,500-year history of Persia that is essential for us to know something about if we're going to be intelligent, thinking people in an American culture that tends not to know too much about people abroad and overseas. This, again, is absolutely essential reading. It's entitled Shadows in the Desert, Ancient Persia at War. Dr. Kaveh Farooq of the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada, is the author. We will be with him in a little less than half an hour from now. Also wanted to mention, before we get back into some of the things that we were talking about before the commercial break, wanted to mention that on Monday, Greg Felton will join me. He is the author of a book entitled The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. That is a Dandelion Books publication. Carol Adler is the president of Dandelion Books in Tempe, Arizona. This new book by Greg Felton is well worth your time. The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. Greg indicates, as I'm looking at the news release for this book, that since the 1980 general election, a fascist cabal of Zionist Jews, evangelical Christians, and neocon econotheologians has been waging war on the U.S. Republic. Now, that's the thesis of the book. Again, when we get Greg on Monday to discuss this, I think we'll have quite a stimulating conversation with him. He, again, is the author of The Host and the Parasite, How Israel's Fifth Column Consumed America. And as you look at the cover of Greg's book, through the broadcast interview source news release coming out of Washington, D.C., there's a nice picture of the book. You'll see some very familiar faces there on the front cover, including Mr. Wolfowitz, the recently deposed head of the World Bank. Fascinating, isn't it, that when we study Mr. Wolfowitz, that we have as the head of the World Bank, someone who was a key architect of our war policy in Iraq, who now subsequently became the head of the World Bank. Very close ties to the government of Israel, meaning Mr. Wolfowitz. He was once investigated for being involved in an espionage scandal with the Zionist state. That's not something that the mainstream media is talking about now. But as Mr. Wolfowitz is riding into the sunset, at least in terms of public perception, I'm sure he's going to be around and he's going to continue to be a major player. You just won't see as much of him on the front page of your newspapers as before. Lo and behold, he is being replaced by one Robert Zoellick. Why do I mention Mr. Zoellick? He's a former Deputy Secretary of State, of course. The Financial Times of London reported yesterday in Owen Callan's article, or front page story, that Zoellick has emerged as the front runner to be the next president of the World Bank. It's now been announced that Mr. Bush is in fact going to appoint Mr. Zoellick to be the next president of the World Bank. Curious thing, if you read the front page of the London Financial Times yesterday, which discusses Robert Zoellick, there is absolutely no mention of the fact that he has very close ties to the government of Israel and happens to be Jewish himself. Isn't that interesting? There is today online at a site called The Politically Correct Apostate a tongue-in-cheek piece entitled Surprise. Bush appoints a Jew to replace Wolfowitz. This is Kurt Maynard writing here in his politically correct apostate website. I've been trying to arrange to get Kurt on the show, by the way. Mark Glenn has been an intermediary between the two of us, and at some point I hope to tell you that Kurt Maynard is going to be on this broadcast. But Kurt goes on to say that he cannot tell us how surprised he is that Bush has appointed another Jew to replace the Jewish Zionist Paul Wolfowitz at the World Bank. That's right, George Bush just appointed a hardcore Jewish supremacist by the name of Robert Zoellick to replace the corrupt Paul Wolfowitz at the World Bank. The only other time I've ever been this surprised, says Kurt Maynard, was when Bush appointed the Jew Ben Bernanke to replace the Jew Alan Greenspan as head of the Federal Reserve. Of course I'm kidding. These appointments don't surprise me at all. In fact, I expect more. I'm not a mathematician, says Kurt Maynard, but based on the fact that Jews only constitute approximately 2.5% of the U.S. population, I'd say that the odds that this is just a happy accident and or a coincidence and not a sign that a very sinister agenda is at work are close to 1 in a million. In other words, it isn't a coincidence. The fact of the matter is that a small group of ethnic Jews do have complete control over our economy, and they must maintain their presence in all of the important economic positions in order to continue to advance their Zionist agenda and prevent the American people from becoming too suspicious too soon. What really surprises me is that Bush didn't appoint a Klansman, Freemason, or Jesuit, or crypto-Nazi to the post. I mean, seriously, aren't we supposed to believe that Bush is really a Nazi? How many bloggers attempt to make the connection? Surely you've read this garbage somewhere. This absolutely insane supposition encouraged me to write an essay a while back entitled, "It's the Jews, Stupid," and I haven't changed my view since. Isn't Bush supposedly a racist, despite the fact that he's the only president in American history to appoint a black as National Security Advisor and Secretary of State twice? Isn't he the only president in history to appoint a Hispanic Attorney General, not to mention an unbelievable number of Zionist Jews, to incredibly sensitive positions within the framework of the American government? Names like Bernanke, Zoellick, Michael Chertoff, Dove Zakheim, etc. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Bush is without a doubt the most philo-Semitic president in the history of this country. His actions show better than anything else that he is more than willing to accommodate and placate these Jews at the expense of the American people. For those of you still in doubt that Bush has a statistically impossible to explain number of ethnic Jews in sensitive positions within our government, see here. And then Kurt Maynard, of course, provides a clickable link that I cannot share with you over the airwaves, obviously. He goes on to say that they, the Zionists that run the U.S. government, put Zoellick on the fast track a while back. In January of 2005, they promoted him to the position of Deputy Secretary of State, despite the fact that he has no real experience in diplomacy and is well known around the world as an Israel firster. But that's all that really matters, isn't it? Seriously, what are the prerequisites for a position of power in the United States today? As far as I can tell, says Kurt Maynard, all one need do is be pro-Israel and be willing to lie, cheat, deceive, and cover up that fact when confronted. David Duke, you know, this evil guy that supposedly seeks to deceive you and I, had this to say about Zoellick's unqualified appointment to state more than 2 years ago, quote, "It is no accident that Robert Zoellick was in line with the loudest chicken hawks in promoting the Iraq War and at the same time acted to increase our unemployment lines in America. Robert Zoellick has been instrumental in fostering outsourcing of American jobs to the Third World. He has been fostering more trade with Red China. Robert Zoellick's appointment is symbolic of the Zionist hold over the government of the United States," unquote. Does Dr. Duke sound ignorant, hateful, and irrational now? Does he? Could it be that you and I have been deceived? Could it be that people like David Duke, those willing to openly criticize Israel and organize Jewry, really aren't the vile haters we've been led to believe that they are? I think so, and if you're thinking properly, you'll think so too. The truth is, according to Kurt Maynard, we've all been misled, and we're paying a heavy price today for our naivete and trust. We sat back and condemned our fellow man for racism and anti-Semitism when they first spoke up about the growing power of organized Jewry in this country and its usurpation of the American media, and now we can clearly see the results. We labeled our friends and family bigots when they initially pointed out the tremendous number of Jews furtively advancing the gay and feminist agendas. Yet when it comes right down to it, they were right and we were wrong. The fact is, Jews do dominate both the gay and feminist movements. They always have and they always will, because it is the Jews that can rely on positive media coverage, not the dissident voices of Gentiles. Wake up and do it quickly, says Kurt Maynard. This Jewish monopoly of our media has gotten to the point today where it, the media, can take a fantastic story that never happened, like the Duke rape case, and make it big news. They can sensationalize it for their own purposes. Four rich white kids rape a black stripper. What a coup. What an incredible way to incite hatred against whites. But then the very same media can effectively suppress a true story, like what happened last January in Knoxville, Tennessee, when five blacks, including a black female, carjacked two white kids, kidnapped them, and then subjected both to anal and oral sodomy over an extended period of time. Shannon Christian, the female, was actually gang-raped over 2 days, ending, of course, in the amputation of her breasts, the pouring of Drano down her throat, and finally her murder by suffocation. It's a hate crime when the Jewish media fabricates a story involving white perpetrators and black victims. But it isn't a hate crime when blacks torture and murder whites. Why is that? Wake up, America. There isn't much more time. That's Kurt Maynard today at the Politically Correct Apostate saying, surprise, Bush appoints a Zionist Jew to replace Wolfowitz. That gets into something else that I noticed yesterday, by the way, in the London Financial Times. It was mentioned on the front page with a picture of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. We are then told to turn to page 6 of the London Financial Times to get the complete story on it. But speaking of Zionist-controlled media, our old friend Rupert Murdoch, who, of course, among other things at News Corp, owns Fox News, is soon, according to the London Financial Times, going to be able to track and monitor online donations to U.S. presidential candidates via MySpace, a social networking site that has more than 60 million users in the United States. The move gives News Corp an increasingly prominent role in the 2008 election. MySpace is offering prospective candidates tutorials on how to create profile pages and a tool that can be used for fundraising. Then as we turn over to page 6 of yesterday's London Financial Times, we get the complete story on this. It is a very lengthy article when you turn over to page 6, and it's under World News. And a big headline says, candidates put faith in MySpace. It has a picture of Barack Obama and a Vietnam War veteran by the name of Brian Hardy laying a wreath in Littleton, New Hampshire yesterday, Memorial Day. Interesting that Barack chose New Hampshire, isn't it, among all the places he could have been. The Democratic presidential hopeful is among those who have turned to online fundraising. Howard Dean clearly was the trailblazer in this. Whatever you think of Howard Dean, he clearly set the stage for everything else that has followed in regard to online political fundraising. Now we're reading about News Corp, Rupert Murdoch's News Corp tracking donations. Matthew Garahan, who wrote this piece for the London Financial Times yesterday and writes it from Los Angeles, says that News Corp will soon be able to track and monitor online donations made to presidential candidates through its MySpace subsidiary, giving the media group an increasingly prominent role in the 2008 presidential election. This involvement in candidates' fundraising is new territory for News Corp, which until now has limited its interest in presidential elections to media coverage via its print and broadcast outlets. MySpace, a social networking site that has more than 60 million users in the United States, is working with all the prospective candidates, offering tutorials on how to create effective personal profile pages. Each candidate has also been offered a viral fundraising tool, which can be used to raise money from grassroots supporters. MySpace is relaunching and improving the tool, and with the new version, we'll be able to track how much money has been pledged to each candidate. MySpace said it had not decided whether it would monitor donations made via the tool. We have not made any decisions about whether we will even track the data, the company said. Sure. These judgments have not been made. We are at a very early stage. However, Tracy Weston, chief executive of the Center for Governmental Studies, a nonpartisan research organization, let's research that one, folks. Let's ask James Tucker and Michael Collins Piper at the American Free Press to check into Tracy Weston, the chief executive of the Center for Governmental Studies. I bet that's a Lulu of an organization. Anyway, according to her, she said that News Corp's involvement in online candidate fundraising raised interesting questions. The company was acting, quote, like a mass bundler, unquote, or a fundraiser that organized lots of small donations for candidates. It creates the appearance of gaining access or influence. You get a lot of influence if you bundle hundreds of contributions. Your name will be remembered by the candidate, unquote. It's unclear how much money presidential candidates will generate through MySpace, although individual donations are capped at $500 per person. The site and its impact, quote-unquote, impact political channel are rapidly growing in popularity. Meanwhile, online donations have become an important part of political fundraising. Jeff Berman, MySpace's general manager of video and senior vice president of public affairs, said as follows, quote, "We view this as we view all of our initiatives. It emanates from what our users are telling us they want," unquote. Berman added that there had been a clamor for information about candidates from the MySpace community. Quote, "We started to see a real uptick in political activity a year and a half ago," unquote. Hurricane Katrina and the midterm elections last November were catalysts, he said. But while the fundraising function is servicing a need, it also puts News Corp, which recently made an unsolicited $5 billion bid for Dow Jones, in new territory. What's behind all of this? Rupert Murdoch, the head of News Corp, is an avowed, strong Zionist with links to Mr. Netanyahu and others in the Likud wing of that movement in Israel. Isn't it curious? Isn't it curious, folks? Mr. Zelik, Mr. Wolfowitz, Mr. Murdoch. Get the picture? We'll be back. Stay tuned.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
This is Mark Anthos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be joined in just a few minutes by Dr. Kaveh Farooq of the University of British Columbia up in Vancouver, Canada. He is the author of the new book, Shadows in the Desert, Ancient Persia at War. This is available through Osprey Publishing, O-S-P-R-E-Y. You can find them at www.ospreypublishing.com. 320 pages of absolutely incredible research, complete with pictures and maps and endnotes for each chapter. Can't recommend it to you strongly enough. I'm going to be using some of the material in it tonight for a class that I'm teaching on the Book of Daniel down at Emmanuel Lutheran Church at 130 Saipan in South San Antonio. I wanted to take this opportunity to ask you to support the Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, John Stadtmiller has been doing an unbelievable job of trying to put together a team of the right people to bring the news to you, the real news. The only way that John can do that and continue to do it effectively is if you, the listeners, help us and tell as many of your family members and friends to listen to this network as possible and to help us as well. We're still in a pledge drive here at the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I hope that you will continue to support us to the extent that that is possible for you and your family. You can do it in one of three ways. You can donate via PayPal, contacting us online at www.republicbroadcasting.org. That's www.republicbroadcasting.org, utilizing PayPal. The second way is by giving us a call. Call us at 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Prior to 6 p.m. Central Time, ask for extension 116. That's prior to 6 p.m. Central. Dial 1-800-724-2719. Prior to 6 p.m. Central, ask for extension 116. After 6 p.m. Central, ask for extension 115. So there you have it on the phone, 1-800-724-2719, extension 116. Between now and 6 p.m. Central, after 6 p.m. Central, ask for extension 115. You can also mail in a gift to the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can do that through sending a check to the Republic Broadcasting Network office, which is at 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, just like Willie Mays, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You know, I want to put in a plug as well for my friends at the American Free Press. I sent Christopher Petherick, the editor of AFP, an article just a couple of days ago that I penned on Memorial Day weekend related to the tragic death of Army Specialist Marquis J. McCants, who was from San Antonio, Texas. I understand that article has been picked up by Matthias Chang now in Malaysia. Mark Glenn is carrying it at Crescent and Cross. Don Wassels, American Nationalist Union, is carrying it. Hope to see it soon at AFP. We'll be back with our guest, Dr. Kaveh Farooq of the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. He is the author of the new book, Shadows in the Desert, Ancient Persia at War. Stay tuned. This is Mark Ancos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back.